This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 494, down 9 1/4. July corn, 499 1/2, down 7 1/2. September corn, 496 1/4, down 6 1/4. May soybeans, 1473 1/2, down 57 1/4. July soybeans, 1472, up 11. August soybeans, 1399 3/4, down 41. May wheat, 698 3/4, down 14 1/4. July wheat, 715, up 7 3/4. September wheat, 716, down 13 3/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Friday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Friday afternoon. Corn weakened on the forecast that's warmer and drier and allowing planting to progress. Soybeans bounced back today because the supply of soybeans are still tight. Wheat plants in the plains are getting stressed with 20 degrees one day and then 90 over the weekend, and too little moisture pushing wheat values higher. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 to 12 cents lower at 470 to 493. Soybean bids were 10 to 11 higher at 1450 to 1480. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 8 cents lower at 463 to 493. Soybean bids were 9 to 14 cents higher at 1469 to 1490. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ran from 8 to 10 cents lower at 478 to 508. Soybean bids were 3 to 5 cents higher at 1460 to 1492. And wheat bids are 9 to 11 cents higher at 680 to 716. Illinois soybean processors cash soybean bids were 1 to 5 cents higher at 1487 to 1521. The basis was 5 to 9 cents lower at 1650 over at 16 to 50 over the July. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 510.40 to 530.40 per ton, and that was $3.70 higher, with the basis steady at 30 to 50 over the July. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 8 to 11 cents lower at 507 to 517, with the basis 1 to 4 higher at option to 10 over the July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 9 to 10 cents lower at $5 to 504, with the basis 1 to 2 lower at option to 4 over the July. Soybeans ended 3 to 7 higher at 1478 to 1482, and the basis 3 to 7 lower at 7 to 11 over the July. New crop wheat prices were 9 cents higher at 691 to 693. The basis steady at 23 to 25 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading elevators placed their producer corn bids 10 to 13 cents lower at 520 to 521. These elevators raised their soybean prices 3 to 5 cents at 1501 to 1504. Soft wheat closed 6 cents higher, 726 to 734, and Milo ended the day 7 to 10 cents lower at 519 to 520. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 454 to 471, soybeans 1166 to 1204. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from 454 to 474, and soybeans 1190 to 1206. And now in the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 460 to 475, soybeans 1189 to 1219, and soft wheat 681 to 709. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 138.05, down $1.20. August live cattle, 137.35, down $1.22. October live cattle, 141.72, down 82 cents. May feeder cattle, 183.50, down 45 cents. August feeder cattle, 190.32, down 15 cents. September feeder cattle, 191.10, up 12 cents. May lean hogs, 117.22, down 15 cents. June lean hogs, 122.22, down 57 cents. July lean hogs, 121.97, down 72 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 2nd's afternoon livestock report. From the Illinois Direct Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to $2 lower for the lightweight sows and with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 77 to 85, 4 to 5 weights 81 to 90, 5 to 6 weights 84 to 93, and 600 pounds and up were 87 to 95. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $73 up to $80. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 11,270 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction for May the 1st. They had receipts of 562 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 149.50 to 154.50. Select and choice steers were 146.50 to 147.50. Select steers were 121 to 136. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were 138 to 144.50. And select and choice 1 and 2 slaughter Holstein steers, 130. And select and choice slaughter Holstein steers, 2s and 3s, were 125 to 130.50. Now for the report from the Schuyler Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 361 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 148.25 to 155. Select steers were 127 to 138.25. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 144 to 149.75. And select Holstein steers, 130.25. Choice slaughter heifers, 145 to 153.50. And select heifers, 132 to 138.50. On to the slaughter cows. They had some premiums. Bring 112. Breakers were 95.25 to 105, $100.50. Boners were 85.50 to 89.75 and lean 72 to 78.50. On to the slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds. They were 117 to 119 with the high dressing bulls bringing 125.50. 1,500 pound bulls and up were bringing 110 and the high dressings 129.50 to 135. On to feeder steers, medium and large ones. They had some three weights, bring 231. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, three weights were 215 and four weights were 225. Then on to the feeder bulls. They had some four weights, bring 208 to 220, and some five weights at 189 to 200. Now the report from the Carthage Livestock Auction. They had feeder steers, three weights, bringing 230 to 239, four weights, 224 to 234, five weights, 201 to 215. Feeder heifers, four weights, 201 to 217, five weights, 183.50 to 188.75, and six weights at 177 to 183. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report. Trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 181 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 114.12, and that was 34 cents higher. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 148.50 to 148.75, and on a dress basis at 234 to 240. Heifers on a live basis traded at 148.50 to 150, and on a dress basis, 234 to 236. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. May corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.99. June corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.03. May corn delivered to Scottville, $4.90. June corn delivered to Scottville, $4.94. May beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.72. June beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.74. May beans delivered to Scottville, $14.61. June beans delivered to Scottville, $14.63. May wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.98. Once again, their pre-opening prices are: corn at Greenfield is $4.99, corn at Scottville is $4.90, beans at Greenfield are $14.72, beans at Scottville are $14.61, and wheat at Scottville is $6.98. The 2012 Census of Agriculture was released. USDA reports record sales moderated by rising expenses, agriculture getting increasingly diverse, farming and marketing prices changing. There are now 3.2 million farmers operating 2.1 million farms on 914.5 million acres of farmland across the United States, according to the census. The agriculture census presents more than 6 million pieces of information, which provide a detailed look at the U.S. farm sector at the national, state, and county levels. At the national level, 3/4 of all farms had sales of less than $50,000, producing only 3% of total value of farm products sold, while those with sales of more than $1 million, 4% of all farms, produced 66% of the total value of farm products sold. 87% of all U.S. farms are operated by families or individuals. Young, beginning principal operators who reported their primary occupation as farming increased 11.3% from over 36,000 to just over 40,000 between 2007 and 2012. Corn and soybean acres topped 50% of all harvested acres for the first time. The largest category of operations was beef cattle, with over 600,000, or 29%, of all farms and ranches in 2012 specializing in cattle. One of the great things about this census is that it can be broken down to a county level. For instance, for Montgomery County, the total farms in the county have decreased from 2007, but not by much. In 2007, the total farms numbered 1,029, in 2012, 1,021. The amount of land in these 1,021 farms numbered over 382,000 acres. The average size of a farm was 375 acres. The median size of a farm was 110 acres. There were 58 farms in the county that had 1 to 9 acres and 115 farms that had over 1,000. The total cropland in the county numbered over 346,000 acres. And the harvested acres numbered about 332,000. Total farm expenses have risen about $80,000 per farm from 2007. Luckily, the average net income for farms also increased. Links to the PDFs of county breakdowns will be posted to our Facebook page today. For more information on your county, you can visit WSMI on Facebook. University of Missouri Extension entomologist Wayne Bailey suggests producers scout alfalfa fields often for weevils, according to Drovers. Bailey says small weevils are easy to miss and can expand rapidly and do lots of damage. He says cold weather this year has created a problem with controlling the alfalfa weevil, as there are more adult weevils this year than he has ever seen in 29 years of scouting. Instead of below-zero weather killing overwintering adults, he says weevils seemed to just dig deeper into the ground and hibernate. Bailey says growers should prepare for spraying. With ground applicators, Bailey suggests applying mixes with 20 gallons of water per acre. Aerial applicators should apply as much as they can carry. Growers could also cut near mature alfalfa for hay, but Bailey says haying allows weevils to concentrate on regrowth from alfalfa stubble, so spraying will probably be needed after the first cutting to control weevils. The delayed start to the corn planting season has some of the industry wondering about the price of the commodity. Todd Gleason has more on the number of corn acres farmers might sow this season and the impact of the weather.
Farmers are a little worried about the slow start to the growing season in the Corn Belt. It's not exactly late yet, but it will feel like that in another 2 weeks, as some have begun to discuss the idea farmers may swap out corn acres for later planted crops like soybeans. Well, that's not likely for some very good reasons, thinks University of Illinois ag economist Darrell Good, starting with yield.
The yield penalty for late planting is small over a wide range of planting dates and then generally becomes steeper as planting dates become later. For major corn-producing states, the yield penalty tends to become steeper for planting dates sometime after mid-May. Some indication of the potential acreage response if planting delays continue this year may be provided by acreage responses in previous years of late planting. The magnitude of late planting is generally defined as the percent of the crop planted after a certain date, as revealed in the USDA's weekly crop progress report. We have defined late planting as occurring after May 30th, before 1986, and after May 20th, since 1986.
Over, roughly speaking, the last two decades, an amount equal to or greater than 20% of the corn has been planted in the United States after May 20th 7 times. Fewer corn acres than expected in the March prospective plantings report were sown in 6 of those 7 years. However, the difference in 5 of those 6 years in the expected number of planted corn acres and the actual figure was, in Darrell Good's words, extremely small. The outlying years are relatively recent.
Acreage was 1.9 million less than March intentions in 2013, and oddly exceeded March intentions by 1.4 million acres in 2009. In general, acreage response to late corn planting since 1996 has been smaller than anticipated, with meaningful differences, but in opposite directions, in only 2 years. In addition to the timeliness of planting, acreage decisions might be influenced by a change in the relationship of the prices of corn and competing crops. That is, more corn acres might be planted after the date for optimum yields if corn prices increase enough relative to other crops to offset the potential yield penalty.
The price of corn, as of the second day of May, had not changed enough in comparison to soybeans to cause a switch. An unchanged price ratio between those two crops after May 20th, says Darrell Good, however, might cause a switch, and it would not be an increase in corn acres.
Without a more favorable corn price response, however, it would not be surprising for acreage to fall short of intentions, particularly in northern growing areas. Yield prospects, on the other hand, will be up in the air until later in the season.
Summer weather has a much larger impact on corn yields than any other single factor. You can read Darrell Good's thoughts on the marketplace each and every Monday on the Farm Doc Daily website. I'm Todd Gleason.